amp up the number and volume, and they can go on to do violent things, rob stores, things like that. So I think that's why we're seeing the increase, is we now have the medium to make it happen more instantaneously.
Doctor, is this something like, you know, every generation has their own thing? What would you compare this to with generations past?
I would say that, you know, flash mob, while a modern term, it's by no means a modern concept. You know, you think now we have Twitter and Facebook, but I mean, you know, if you look back throughout our history, something like the Boston Tea Party, for example, which was started by handing out flyers and people showed up to do it. So I think it's been around for the history of time. I also think within our own DNA, we're sort of coded to be part of a group. I mean, you know, and if you go back to prehistoric man, if you weren't part of a tribe, you didn't survive. So that group think has always been there.
So what turns that groupthink into a violent groupthink, or even something like where they walk in and rob a store, or, you know, steal from a store as a group? What turns it from fun or necessity to criminal?
And it is frustrating that something so positive has become so negative. But the group provides a certain level of anonymity. So that's the first thing. If you're part of a group, it's much harder to be singled out in the crowd. So when you do these crimes, there's a certain level of protection. You know, as I mentioned before, it's part of belonging to something. So even though you may be, you know, anonymous within the group, you're part of this larger group, which is actually something within your own social environment. And then, you know, I think that there's a bit of sort of this YouTube fame aspect going on. You know, these security videos get uploaded to YouTube, and not only can you just brag to your friends now, you can brag on a worldwide basis. And even though you're doing something illegal, you know, kids aren't thinking that this is such a bad thing. They're thinking, hey, I can have my fame. So I think there's just so much going on here.
But in recent weeks, Doctor, we heard about this incident in San Francisco where the transit actually cut off all the cell phones, and there's still controversy brewing over that. Do you see that starting to spread throughout the country if you start to see more of these?
I think so. And what I'm reading and what I'm hearing is that police are really closely monitoring social media much more than they have in the past. So, you know, just as modern technology can be used for fun, now the police have to keep up with something that should be positive, you know, monitoring that situation. So I do think we're going to see an increase in cell phone cutoffs and maybe areas where cell phones are not going to be as easily usable. I think that presents a whole other issue as well, because cell phones are, you know, communication tools, safety tools, all of those things.
So what else can be done more on a personal level? Is there something that parents can do, or, you know, teachers, other adults? What other influences can we bring upon this to prevent these becoming criminal?
When parents see these things on the news and they happen to be watching them with their children, they need to talk with their kids about why that's not a good idea. Same thing with teachers. I think it's all about education. Unfortunately, it doesn't always get through to the kids. So I think a reinforced message, or maybe even looking at some of these news videos and seeing the impact that it has on the people that are victims. I mean, you know, a flash mob will walk down the street if they're committing a crime and just knock innocent people out of the way. People get hurt, and I think that if you can influence your kids to realize that, then maybe you have a chance of slowing it down.
Doctor, is there, like, can there be a positive thing to this, though, like a gathering with young people like this?
I think flash mob, I would almost like to take the term flash mob and reserve it for more fun type activities and really call these other types of flash mobs where criminal acts are happening something that has more of a negative tone to it. I mean, you think about, you know, kids getting together to spontaneously perform a song in public, to do a dance, to have a pillow fight, to walk like zombies. These are all things that kids with flash mobs have done. And when you see the videos of that and you look at the crowds and you see the smiles on the people that see it, at first you can kind of see that sort of awkward, like, what's going on? And then slowly but surely, as these kids start to do their acts or their routines or whatever it is, you see sort of laughter, you see applause. I think flash mobs could really influence a community in an extremely positive way. And there are some groups that are using flash mobs as ways to raise money and awareness of certain social causes. So I would like to see those pushed up to the forefront in the criminal activity. Call it something else.
Visiting with psychotherapist Dr. Russell Hyken. And Doctor, in the violence part of it, is youth violence worse than it has been? And what are the influences that lead to kids becoming violent?
I think there's a greater awareness of violence now, once again, because of social media and because of the internet, where things might have happened in the community prior to that. Unless you lived within that community, you didn't really hear about it. So I don't know if I could, you know, say that we're any more violent than we were. We're just more aware of it. And the second part of your question is, what can we do about it? Once again, I think it goes back to education.
Yeah, and Doctor, when you said about the positive thing, that would be nice to see, because you know how, like in the old movies, Everybody would like break out into song and everything would be all better?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be really positive and make people feel good.
It really does, and it's such a even though it comes across as spontaneous, you know, let's just choose, you know, you go to the mall food court and you break out into song with 50 of your friends, those kids actually have to plan that. So there's also this sort of social aspect, there's organizational skills, there's leadership skills. I mean, there's so much involved with putting these flash mobs together in a positive way that can be transitioned to all parts of life. So yeah, I mean, I think they're fun.
Well, psychotherapist Dr. Russell Hyken, we hope they stay fun. And the ones that aren't fun, turn fun, because we want to see this stopped, and we appreciate your insight into why we are seeing what we are seeing. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and if anybody wants more information about me, they can go to teenparentingexpert.com.
We'll do it. It's 9:57.